giant person. Guys, welcome to Rank You Very Much. I think this is our 47th episode, maybe. I'm taking a guess. We're almost at 50, which is fantastic. But this is Rank You Very Much, or Rank Anything and Everything with two special guest experts. Today's episode is Best Comic Book Supervillain. And to the right and left of me are our special guest experts. To the right of me, folks, you may not have heard of him, but he is a man who is one of the few, one of the proud, who has a doctorate in murdered parent studies.
It's true.
Gavin Eddings.
Hello, yes. I have studied murdered parents for a very long time. I have made it my life's goal to solve these murders and see why parents keep getting murdered. My parents were murdered, and it really inspired me to study this.
So when you study this, are you studying, like, when parents are murdered together?
It can be together. It can be parents murdered separate times. It could just be perhaps maybe a superhero was born after his parents both died of cancer several years apart. Cancer murdered their parents, and I want to know why.
Do you ever go, I feel like you should have a catchphrase when you see it. You're like, looks like this murders a parent.
Yes, that is it.
That's your catchphrase? Cool.
It is my, also, they kept it. I also say they kept it in the family.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Wait, so you're, is it always an in-the-family murder?
It can be, or it can be outside. Like, I think we're all brothers and sisters in Christ, so.
Well, that's what this podcast is really about.
It is.
It's about our holy God.
And the ghost.
Frank. Okay, and to the left of me, folks, you may not know him now, but you will know him. He is an aspiring supervillain in his own, pretty much the paperwork process to become a supervillain in the Union, Mr. Ryan McCurdy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What made you want to be a supervillain?
You know, I just see these guys out here, you know, they're just, you know, killing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they're
literally.
Just killing it, like, literally killing it. And, you know, I just love, I'm aspiring to do that. That just sounds pretty awesome to me.
Yeah, no, I can understand. And it helps him get more work.
I have a few open K cases right now where you may have actually murdered two parents.
I could have. I have not, you know, I'm not quite sure. I mean, I'm, you know, dabbling in, like, super lasers and shit like that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Have you come up with a name yet for yourself?
I was thinking, like, Dr. Crime Lord Supreme.
Wow, that is a long.
I figured that, like, the longer the better, right? Like,
yeah,
that's how it works.
If anything, what I've seen is that the longest the possible name easily definitely marries someone scary.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And the Supreme refers to that. He does get served with sour cream. Like that is extra, but it's definitely part of it.
But it's deadly sour cream.
It's the deadliest of cream.
It's the sourest of all the creams.
Yeah. But as always, I know we have this here. There we go. We have the list we'll be talking about. I know it's usually behind me, but I'm doing this all the way from Evansville, Indiana.
We're sorry.
Most famous for
obesity,
shitty supervillains,
all of those things, and also, you know, just being close to Kentucky. All right,
that's our superpower.
Here's our list for the Evansville episode, which is the second time I've done an Evansville episode. Makes it feel like I'm dating someone here. The Evansville episode, best comic book supervillain. The list is in my hands. We're talking about Joker, Thanos, Venom, Sinestro, Magneto, Doctor Doom, Negan, Saint of Killers, Galactus, Mastermind, Ultron, Reverse Flash, Vandal Savage, and of course, Kingpin. And as we always start this show, we started with a veto round, where I let the youngest person here go first. So, Mr. Ryan McCurdy, on this list, who do you think is not the best supervillain in the comic book that you want to cross off right now? Actually, before we get to that,
sure.
What's your criteria in determining what makes the best comic book supervillain? Right?
Well, for me, it's got to be a good foil to the hero. Like you don't want somebody who's just like they really have to challenge the hero in every aspect. Because, I mean, we could look at this list as, like, who's been the most destructive, but, like, that doesn't necessarily make them, like, a really cool supervillain. Because usually the more challenging he is to the hero, I feel like that usually means that people are more, like, they almost want to root for the villain to that extent, too.
So for you, they need to be powerful enough that it makes sense that they could beat the superhero.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, see, for me, I like...
I didn't ask you yet.
Okay, that's fair.
But I'm also...
but also what, Ryan?
But also I was going to say, for instance, like, the Joker, he doesn't have, like, a billion superpowers or whatever. He can't, like, just destroy the world. But, like, he's just a really good foil to Batman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you want somebody who's just kind of a good mix for, you know, the hero they're kind of attached to.
Gotcha. Because the opposite of a bat is a clown.
Is a clown. That is true.
Gavin, what's your criteria in determining what the best comic book supervillain is?
I like supervillains that are relatable. Yeah. And that you can kind of see things from their perspective. And be like...
I'm going to be honest, this list does not look like any of those people or somebody I can relate to.
It's true, but if you think about it, like, you could see, like, well, had the hero had this happen to them, they could have just as easily been there. It's all a matter of perspective where you can see, like, I understand why this person is this way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's what it is for me.
So you want a realistic type person.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of these people I feel like you're already going to cross off pretty quickly. All right, so now we start off with for me... All I care about is just someone going like, hey, man, the guy gets it. that guy gets it. The world's a messed up place that needs to be taken down a notch. I don't like this whole, I'm not a huge fan of destroying worlds, unless it really makes sense. But I get wanting money.
Yeah, money's good.
And I get wanting to murder people.
Murder, good, yeah.
And I get... wanting to destroy the world. So at the end of the day, I understand every aspect of supervillains. I've studied them a lot. I'm like a Harley Quinn. Anyways, I want to start off first with the veto round of the youngest person here, Ryan McCurdy. Who are you taking off the list as not the best comic book supervillain?
I mean, there might be fans of Preacher out there that are going to be mad at me, but I'm taking the Saint of Killers out.
Wow.
Probably because I don't even know what Preacher is.
What?
So,
okay, well, I understand.
And also,
that.
Like, look, if we're talking about comic book superheroes, like, don't you want people that people know? Like, they're like, oh yeah, I totally know who that is.
That's, I mean...
Well, all right, so Transformers is still a franchise.
I don't think that's fair to take Saint of Killers off. I mean, he actually had a battle through hell and made hell freeze over in the comic, and that's pretty badass.
There are going to be spoilers in this episode for different things, and I'm going to start off with Saint of Killers kills God. That's what he does.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing ever.
Maybe after this, I'll start reading Preacher.
You
right
should
now,
read
I haven't read Preacher, so I don't
Preacher
know who that is.
Probably my favorite comic book of all time. Saint of Killers is basically Unforgiven in a comic book.
Yeah.
That he's Unforgiven, and then he just is now he's like an angel. If Clint Eastwood became an angel after Unforgiven,
after he yes,
that's what Saint of Killers would be. But okay, Saint of Killers off. I understand if you don't know it. We don't. It's hard to have something with. But I'm glad you're an expert. And next to me, Gavin, you're up next. Who are you taking off this list?
Oh, man. I think I'm going to take off Vandal Savage. Just because, kind of like what Ryan's... I don't know a lot about him. I know he was on Legends of Tomorrow, and he was a big bad, but he's just one character I can't really argue for or against.
I could agree with that one, too, though.
Well, the Vandal Savage whole thing is just being alive forever.
Yeah, but he's been around for so long that he's seen things, like, come and go. He's had love and lost love and all that stuff, so it's to him, it's just like... Who gives a fuck? Because I'm still going to be here at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah, so he, like, why does he want to, is he trying to change the world to make it a better place? Or is he trying to destroy the world? Is he trying to find a way to die?
I don't know, it just depends on what, you know, what iteration he's done. I mean, a lot of times he's like a Justice League villain and he's doing some kind of evil shit to basically rule the world or whatever. But he's always been, like, they've always kind of written him to be, like, the guy behind, like, Hitler or, like, these really huge mass murderers throughout history and that kind of thing, so...
Can't he also time travel sometimes?
Sometimes he time travels, like, in Legend of Tomorrow, though, it's, like, I think he's just been around forever.
Yeah.
And he's always trying to, like, he's always trying to fuck the timeline up for some reason.
Is it Legend, Legend of Tomorrow comic book pretty good? Do you ever read that?
There's not a comic book for it.
So Legend of Tomorrow is...
It's not a comic book. It's just, they wrote, basically, they were like, here's all these superheroes, let's put them on a time machine, kind of like Doctor Who, and, like, basically put them with a guy who's kind of like Doctor Who, who was he? I don't remember.
He played Rory in Doctor Who.
He was in Rory and Doctor Who. And so they put them all on a time machine, and they're, like, trying to basically save the timeline.
So that whole thing is original.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I probably should have done some studying before I got on this show. Crazy. Okay, well, there you go. Randall Savage, Vandal Savage. I keep calling, I want to call him Randall.
That's his cousin.
Yeah, that's his cousin that works at, like, Office Depot.
Yes.
Like, I'm Randall Savage.
I'm pretty sure it's the Macho Man. Anyways.
The Macho Man Randall Savage.
Randy Short. And, I'm gonna take this next person off. That's, I feel bad because, I feel like I'm going to get some flack from one of our experts for doing this. But I find him to be one of the dumbest named supervillains ever. And it's Reverse Flash. I think I get Reverse Flash did some horrible things. Dan West said he didn't know if Facebook was skipping because of the connection or it was bored because we were talking about Legends of Tomorrow. Well, you know what, Dan? I'm sorry you can't get behind the CW programming, all right? You got to get a hold of your life. But we already taken off Saint the Killers, Vandal Savage. I'm up next. I'm taking off Reverse Flash. And our reasoning is, one, it's the dumbest named supervillain in the history of supervillains. Two, he doesn't go in reverse. He never does that. He just runs faster than the Flash.
He should have to run backwards.
Yeah, he should run backwards. Then that'd be interesting because he could like talk to them while they're running, and it doesn't make any sense to me. I get that he's kind of the reason Barry is the way Barry is.
Yeah.
I
just think his storyline's interesting because unlike a lot of these supervillains who are like really just want the hero to be dead, he's always been like wanting a good challenge. Like, he's always wanting to make Barry better because he realizes, like, he can always beat him, but he's always, like, trying to make Barry, because he kind of actually, like, looks up to Barry. Kind of like how in, like, The Incredible Sinestro was always, like, a huge fan of Mr. Incredible. He's, like, this uber fan who just goes way too far with everything.
Wait, Sinestro on this...
No.
Syndrome. Sorry. Wrong guy. Sorry.
Syndrome, yeah, because he wanted to be a superhero, Iron Man himself.
Yeah.
You know what's a good challenge for the reverse? Running backwards. That would be a good challenge.
Figuring out how to run backwards. You hear that, Reverse Flash? Do you hear that? Can they hear it?
I think so.
Hell yeah. But I also don't like... he's not even my favorite Flash villain. Mirror Master is awesome.
Because he makes more of himself?
Yeah. Well, because he lives in mirrors. Bro, also because I loved him in the Animal Man comic books. You know, the one...
Okay, yeah.
Mirror Master's so good at that. But that's the first round of veto, and I think that went decently. So yeah. We're going to try another round of veto, taking off the best comic book supervillains that we don't think should be won. And we'll continue with the oldest person here, Ryan McCurdy. You're up.
Shit. Well, okay, so... Now we're just going through.
We're continuing. We're gonna do this. Till we get to five, and then we're gonna figure that out.
Good.
Looks like someone ever watched an episode before.
I know. I told him, I was like, watch the one. Watch the one. The spicy chicken one.
Well, you gave the winner away right when you told them.
I was like, yeah.
Oh man.
I gotta tell you, Ryan, I don't know if you've ever been on a podcast before, but
silence is best. Okay, I'll go, you know what, I'm gonna go with Ultron.
Okay, fair. I didn't think Ultron was gonna win this thing.
Okay.
What's your reasoning for taking Ultron off?
I don't have a really good reason, to be honest.
You just saw a name
and went with it.
I gotta fill this dead air with something.
Ultron!
I think I went with Ultron because, like, the only real, like, amount of Ultroniness that I've actually watched is like Age of Ultron the movie.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And you know he's okay, but it's literally just like I'm a computer. Humans are bad. Let's kill humans. Like to me, that's just kind of
that's the Matrix. That's the Terminator.
Yeah, it's just kind of like I'm more ultimate than I'm like. So that's your evil plan is just like let's wipe out all of human race.
The biggest parasite control human race
or anything
humans.
Like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair. We don't want robots winning this thing, because what kind of world are we living in?
Yeah.
The robots win.
Yeah.
Well, we're living in Ultron's world.
The Age of Ultron, if you will.
I would say, yeah, the era of that dude. Okay, alright, cool. I appreciate the reasoning. I think you got there, and you got this to a point where we agree with you. And, you know, thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Gavin, you're up next. What are you taking off the list?
It kind of sucks, but I'm going to take Venom off. Because man. Venom, I feel like he's a hero anymore, more than a villain. Like,
yeah, I guess that's my problem with the current day of comic books. They really fucked Venom up. But
like,
yeah,
even if you're playing like the old Super Nintendo video games, like you could be Venom and like fight people together and
he's
like Maximum
more like,
Carnage.
He's more like an anti-hero now than he is like a straight up villain.
Maximum
now.
Carnage is a super hard game.
It's great though. It's a great game.
And like, really, what has Venom actually done to Spider-Man?
Like, nothing.
Like, what is he? I mean, he was just like, I took your old powers, Spider-Man, and now I'm Venom.
I know, and
he tries
like,
to eat his brain whenever he can. That's what he used to do.
Is that what he did? Okay.
He goes, I want to eat your brain.
But I think that...
he literally says that multiple times in the comic. While, like, Spider-Man's beat up, he's like, I'm going to eat your brain.
Well, I mean, Venom's not even the best symbiote. Like, Carnage is cooler.
Carnage is pretty amazing.
I don't like the Edgelord guys. Like, I'm a serial killer, and I'm gonna turn my arms into knives and shit. But it's
That's actually kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
It's like, let's give the serial killer superpowers.
Yeah, and that's why I think Carnage is better, and Venom is too much of a hero, so he should not be on this list.
I agree. I like Carnage a lot better. I like Venom. Spider-Man was the thing I grew up with. I read the worst comic book. I read Web of Spider-Man. I only got the Web of Spider-Man, and that was like, there was like Amazing, Spectacular, and then Web, which was the third one, which they didn't try very hard at, and that was the one that I kept reading, but Venom in it was pretty good. I love Venom. I'm sorry.
No, Venom's great.
Venom wins. Show's over.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. Okay, Venom's off the list. That's a big hit. That's a big hit. You know, I'm nervous how this is going to go. I'm up next, and, you know, I'm not going to take it off because I feel like we've been really mean to DC. Actually, we're like 2-2 and then one with Vertigo.
Okay. Which is DC.
Yeah, well, it wasn't DC. When did it become DC?
I think it's always been a nostalgia to DC.
Oh,
what is? Vertigo?
Okay. Yeah. So we're 3-2. Yeah. I'm going to take this one off the list because I don't think it's going to win, and I might as well just get it out of the way now. Mastermind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mastermind, that's not Xavier's kid, because that's Legion. Mastermind was just a... What is Mastermind's backstory again?
I don't know. I know my friend China nominated Mastermind. I was, like, really into it, and she's like, oh, you got a Mastermind. I was like, I'm gonna let it be on the list, but I'm not. China, if you're watching, which I know you're probably not, I'm very sorry, but Mastermind just... We don't know... Mastermind.
I know enough.
I know like who he is.
Is Mastermind in X-Men 2? Is that Mastermind?
I don't think that is.
No.
I don't even know who to be honest, I don't even know who Mastermind is.
He's like an Xavier villain.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's basically he's
like a villain just for Xavier.
Of the mind. Yeah.
If he had murdered someone's parents, I would know all about it. But I can't recall him murdering parents.
Like Nightmare was Storm's villain. And also, Nightmare was the villain in the TV show Legion.
Okay.
I remember Nightmare.
Yeah. But Mastermind was another one who is a, you know, not a fun guy. He did mind stuff.
Yep.
He mastered it. Alright, well, that's two rounds of veto pretty quick. I'm glad he took Mastermind off the list because we were going to take him off pretty quickly.
I know.
That. We're down to Joker, Thanos, Sinestro, Magneto, Doctor Doom, Negan, Galactus, and Kingpin. And once again, guys, this is a bigger list than normal. We usually do 11. This time we're doing 14. So we're going to have another round of veto to go through it and get to the real meat of what we're talking about. And we're going to go with the most middle-aged person here, Ryan McCurdy. On this list, who do you think is not the best comic book supervillain?
I'm going to go with Negan.
Disagree.
What's your reasoning here?
Walking Dead has sucked for a really long time, and
the comic book has not sucked.
The comic book is fantastic.
Fine, but it doesn't.
Do you read the comic?
No, I don't. But to be fair,
get out.
Hey, to be fair, doesn't Negan become more of like a hero towards the later ones, or is he still pretty much a villain?
Well, no. See, that's what I was gonna be okay.
And to be fair, there are some on this list. There are some on this list that kind of do some more hero-y things later on, but I'm just like...
He is more like Vegeta now.
My thing with Negan is I'm pretty sure the whole point of him right now is he's going to replace Rick Grimes.
Yeah.
Because Rick Grimes in the comic is not doing well.
He's not.
Okay.
And but, so I think it's going to become Negan's comic.
But see, what I love about Negan and why this pains me is, like, he's, like, if you follow his story or whatever, like, he's Rick Grimes. Like, but just from a different perspective. And that's what makes him such a good villain, is that he...
is exactly the same kind of guy.
Like, we only were sad when he killed Glenn because we were attached to Glenn. But all these people that Rick killed on the Saint Xavier's, like, if we'd gotten to know them, it's just as shitty.
Yeah, there's just these two factions that rose and they couldn't be at the same time. But although Negan lives a lot more by fear than Rick Grimes.
Yeah, that is true. But he still has, like, a code. Like, he doesn't believe in, like, rape. And he doesn't believe in, like... He has an actual code. Like, he's not...
He believes in burning the side of your face with an iron.
He's lawful evil.
He's lawful evil. Yeah, like, he's not the governor.
Do you want to play D&D after this? Because I really do. Okay, so again, to me, that's why I think I'm okay with Negan. Because I feel like Negan's...
I mean, he's made
not
it this far,
not necessarily a villain.
Yeah.
But he's also made it this far, too.
And he's made it this far. Congrats. You beat Santa Killers, who he's never read about. You beat Mastermind, which none of us know about. Venom, because he's a good guy. Ultron, because he's not human. Reverse Flash, because he's a dumb name. Vandal Savage, because honestly, I don't think anyone watching this knows who Vandal Savage is. but yeah, you did it, Negan. You used that Walking Dead fame to get where you are. All right, Gavin, you're up next. Who are you taking off the list?
This is tough because we have some superstars.
It doesn't get easier.
It doesn't. Ah. Oh. I kind of, and I'm doing this because I want to make this interesting. I'm going to take the Joker off.
Why are you taking the Joker off?
Because if we just argue, if people just know we're going to pick the Joker at the end.
Like, so you think he's the best comic book supervillain, so you're taking off now so he won't win.
No, it's not so much that.
He's already told me this. He was going to do this earlier.
I thought about it, but I think the Joker is great, but I think it's more compelling if you... I don't know. I feel like the Joker's gone soft over the past couple of years.
Here's the argument, if you want to use it. Is Joker is a good villain for a Batman, but the bad villain for everybody else.
Yes.
Other ones here are good villains for multiple people.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, because the Joker could be Batman, but Captain America's going to fuck the Joker up. Like, the Punisher would have killed the Joker a long time ago.
Well, I mean,
even though on that argument, though, like, to me, that's also what makes a good supervillain a good supervillain is the hero. Like, it's like reverse. It's kind of like how heroes are really good because you have really good supervillains for those heroes. Like, Batman's a really good hero because he has a lot of really good... He has a really good rogues gallery. Same with Spider-Man. Same with the X-Men or whatever.
Yeah, I would say rogues gallery. It goes Batman then Spider-Man, then maybe Flash.
Yeah,
Flash is a
I would even say like Superman or something like that. But I think
he's got like Zod and Doomsday and like
Luther.
Yeah,
Luther's pretty good. I'm surprised Lex Luthor didn't make this list.
Or Red Skull.
Yeah.
Or Red Skull. Yeah. Wow, they did not see. But
yeah.
no one.
Yeah,
no
I'm
one
surprised suggest- Luther's not on the list.
Yeah, suggested Luther. Well, at the point, if anyone's watching, you can suggest Luther or Red Skull, people we missed. But we're not there at that point, and there's only one person watching. yeah, this is more for the YouTube one at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Well, I'm surprised. I'm sorry watching. There would be a big outrage if you were watching, but Joker has been taken off the list. We've removed Joker. Joker is not the best comic book supervillain, which is crazy to me. So we're down to six. Thanos, Sinestro, Magneto, Doctor Doom, Galactus, and Kingpin. I'm the last one to veto here. And I'm gonna... So recently, I watched Thor 3. Very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in this Facebook group called Nerd World Order. And... you would like that. And,
is it too sweet?
Jeez. So, Vinny Lanford's on. He says he thinks Dr. Doom is going to be win this whole thing.
Hi, Vinny.
Hey, Vinny.
Hi, Vinny. I don't know Vinny.
I saw Thor 3 recently, and then there was a poll. What was the better movie? Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, and Thor 3. And everyone voted Thor 3. And I voted Spider-Man, because I think Spider-Man was by far a better movie than those three. Out of those three. And I feel like everyone was focused on the new thing that just happened. Therefore, it must be the best. So because of that, to prevent it from happening here, because I don't think he is the best, I'm taking Thanos off.
Oh.
I'm taking Thanos off. I don't think Thanos is the best comic book supervillain. He actually, right now in the comic books, is a good guy. Fighting for the Avengers.
Everybody's all right now is a good guy.
Yeah, I don't like this either. You know, someone's got to be bad. Someone's got to be a bad person. But I'm taking Thanos off the list. I don't think he's the worst. He just loves a person named Death. And he's just trying to kill people.
That's all I want to do.
Well, maybe he likes extravagant jewelry.
And that's what he... I mean, you can't fault him for that. He's basically like Space Nelly. He's Space Nelly.
So we're down to our final five. Sinestro, Magneto, Doctor Doom, Galactus, and Kingpin. If you're watching right now, please suggest somebody we may have missed so we can add them to the list to make it six. This is where you guys can participate. Enjoy the show. Best comic book supervillain. Out there, if you're watching, of the two or three, I can't read that number. If you're watching right now, who do you think is the best comic book supervillain? We may have missed one, so I'm going to add one to the list. Notable ones that we missed. Red Skull, Lex Luthor, Carnage. There's probably a guy named Frank that's a bad guy. I know Dan West recommended the Nazis from Mouse.
Yeah.
I never read Mouse.
Somebody let me borrow it, but I have not read it.
So, the Nazis are the bad guys. I don't want to ruin it for you. Bullseye was one that was suggested.
Bullseye's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he's actually killed people, like, of note. He killed Elektra.
Yeah, he killed Elektra. Well, Bullseye, I thought, was the best part of the Daredevil movie.
Yeah.
With
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. I actually liked the Daredevil movie.
It's not as bad as
I don't hate it. Have you seen the director's cut of it?
I
heard the director's cut makes it good.
It's got Coolio in it.
It's got Coolio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. There's a whole subplot. Yeah.
Like a whole subplot about like Coolio's on trial. It shows like Matt Murdock being a lawyer. And it's actually really good.
That's what it was missing.
Yeah.
It's him being a lawyer.
Yeah.
I feel like the Daredevil movie. Underrated movies. Not that Daredevil is great, but it's better than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one that I think is actually a great movie is Punisher Warzone, which I love.
I've never seen
okay,
it.
Okay, Punisher Warzone.
I think it's on like on Hulu or Netflix now or something.
Punisher Warzone is not a bad movie. Like,
it's good. People didn't like it at all, but they didn't realize the whole point of it. It's supposed to be over the top. Because he's the goddamn Punisher.
Yeah, I do think before John Bernthal took over, and I cannot wait for that series in 2 weeks, I think that was the closest we got to like the over the top Punisher Max series, which is one of my favorite runs of all time. Like, I love that series, and yeah, just the whole
same guy made Preacher.
Yeah, Garth Ennis. Yeah, love me some Garth Ennis.
I don't like The Boys that much. Like, I think The Boys is good, but The Boys is a little bit like, okay, we get it. Is
that a new one from Garth Ennis?
The Boys, no, it's not that new. It's basically what the world would be like if superheroes actually existed, but they're all like marketing campaigns.
Okay.
So it's like a marketing company owns all the superheroes. So yeah, they sell comic books.
Yeah, sometimes I really like Garth Ennis, but sometimes I find myself going like I was reading Preacher, and like I started a couple years ago, and I was like, we get it, you're trying super hard to be like edgy and offensive at times. And
yeah,
it's still a good story, but at times it's like, all right, you're trying really hard to just throw every slur and everything into your book.
The Boys also is like, isn't it crazy this guy's gay?
What?
He's gay! Anyways, you actually can't say that more than three times in Evansville.
Or else you summon gay Beetlejuice.
Yeah, you summon gay Beetlejuice, and it's exactly the same as Beetlejuice. So we're down to our final five. No one suggested anything. Again, the one person watching, you can if you want. Otherwise, you don't. Oh,
what? Huh?
Siler from Heroes. But so Iris, I get it, but that's not a comic book.
But was there a comic book based on Heroes?
There was
that
a comic book based on Heroes, but Siler is not from the comic books. He's from a TV show. I appreciate the suggestion, Iris, but no, we're not adding Siler due to a technicality that I am enforcing right now that wasn't enforced ever before.
We're like, we want you to participate, but then we're going to shoot down with
it. Yeah, I feel bad that Also, Siler won't win. Like, that's the other thing.
No one's like, yo, who's your favorite comic villain? Fucking Siler.
The guy from the TV show? Yeah.
I haven't heard...
Zachary Quinto? Spock, even?
I have not heard the name Siler in many years.
Yeah, like, it's been a long time. Even when the new Heroes came out, that new season.
Yeah. He's not even in the new one.
He's not even in the...
I think Horner and Glass is.
I'm sorry, Iris. Iris, who's been on the audio version of the podcast twice before for best time traveling mechanism, and also we did best looking animated female.
These are very specific topics.
Yeah, I love specific topics, man, because you can get all fruity with them. And
can't say fruity in Evansville.
No, you can't.
No,
otherwise, fruity Beetlejuice comes out,
which is still Beetlejuice.
It's Beetlejuice with a watermelon hat, and a watermelon hat. I don't know what that even means. But we all know what I'm talking about.
It's a sex thing.
Okay, so we're down to our final five. Again, folks, the final five is Sinestro, Magneto, Doctor Doom, Galactus, and Kingpin. At this point in the show, we're going to go one at a time, talk about each of these villains, decide whether they should be in the top three or not, starting with Sinestro. Oh, also the bet. Iris was on the first Best Serial episode on the audio one.
Oh, cool.
But that one failed to record and
so
never...
It's lost.
So it's lost in the ether. Yeah,
it's a lost episode.
A lost episode.
There's like three lost episodes. There's the Best Serial one with... It was Iris Benson and Ron Chapman. There's one that I have on the audio one that I recorded that I just never put on, which was the Worst Animal Jerk, where I had two paleontologists and my buddy Jermaine Warren on it. We talk about really bad animals. I think a wasp was the bad one, because it lays its eggs in a caterpillar, and then they just grow up in the caterpillar.
Wasps. Yeah,
the
wasps. Shit.
And then there's, I think actually the other Best Cereal episode was a lost one, which was the first video one I did. Which, actually, there's a lot of lost ones. The video ones, BitChat sucks. I fucking hate BitChat. I'm leaving BitChat as soon as I can. Which I could have done sooner, but I'm lazy. Alright, so we're going down the list. Sinestro, is Sinestro a top three supervillain?
I like Sinestro. I'm wearing a Sinestro shirt, so...
That's intense.
Yeah,
a lot of people have a Sinestro shirt.
It's true. Like, he went out and he's like, I don't need the Green Lantern Corps, I'll make my own ring. And
now I realize why you're straight edge.
No, Sinestro is just, I mean, he assembled his own corps, he got his own ring, and he uses fear and shit. And he's like a person that converted bad... He converted Batman for like a very short time to the Yellow Lantern Corps.
Wait, really? Batman was a bad guy for a while?
Not really. Like, the ring chose him. That's like, you have the power to instill great fear. And like, for like a panel and a half, Batman was part of the Sinestro Corps. And when you can turn Batman, when you have a supervillain clan, then they can be like, oh, you should join us, Batman. Like, that's pretty good.
It's kind of like... Yeah, because Sinestro's kind of like the fallen angel of like the Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like one of the best Green Lanterns?
Yeah, he trained Hal Jordan.
Yeah, and like then, yeah, like, but, and even for like comic history, like for the longest time, he was just, oh, he's Sinestro, that's Green Lantern's like main baddie or whatever. For like the longest time, then more recently, it was like.
It was Jeff Johns who was like, oh, let's actually do something.
Yeah, let's like
with
give him his own. And like the character has his own, like you said, like his own core. Which I think even that whole thing started off something completely new with all the different cores and stuff.
Are they like a Green Lantern Suicide Squad?
No, it's more of just like the evil version of Green Lanterns. Like,
so are they doing bad things in it?
Yeah, they're like trying to conquer the Green Lantern Corps and using their powers for fear and stuff. But there's other Lantern Corps too. There's like Blue Lanterns, Orange Lanterns.
The Red Lanterns.
Red Lanterns are anger. And it's all fueled by a different emotion, and the Yellow Lanterns were fear.
So what are they trying to, like, what's their goal to accomplish?
I think their main goal was to just destroy the Green Lantern Corps because they thought they weren't doing enough good or whatever. Or they...
Oh, so they want to do good, but they think their way is the way to do good.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
Like, they see themselves as the heroes.
Each Lantern Corps thinks they're the right way to do everything.
Well, the yellow ones and the red ones are the only ones that really oppose. Cause
and, the orange lantern.
Yeah, orange is...
There's only one orange lantern.
Yeah.
Isn't it orange? Yeah, because he's greed.
Yeah, it's Larfleeze.
What's orange do?
It's greed.
So he's the only one in the core because he's greedy.
But then like, but no, because Lex Luthor became an Orange Lantern.
Okay.
The whole Lantern thing, I know there's a great history of it. I know very little
about it. Dude, Jeff Johns' run on Green Lantern is phenomenal. I'm telling you, it's really good.
Okay, well, so that's the other thing with comics is like, I love I grew up getting a lot of comic books, and I like comics a lot. And now, for me, it's easier to get like a Walking Dead or a Fables because it's one run. But with the DC and the Marvel, it's not like
you gotta
like 10 different outlets of Green Lantern. Yeah,
but then with that, it's like you gotta focus on like it's better to get a trade of that or something that's a focused storyline because then it's like, oh well, I'm reading this storyline in the Spider-Man universe or this storyline in Green Lantern or whatever.
For like Marvel, what helped me is I got all the volumes of the New Avengers, which kind of is like, hey, here's what's happening, but as we do things, they're like, we're doing our own thing, but Captain America's a part of Hydra now. We're doing our own thing, and Civil War just happened. Yeah. So you kind of like see a brief overview of like the history of Marvel.
Yeah.
House of M, I gotta read. I think that's supposed to be really good. Okay. Well, Sinestro, are you saying top three then?
I think so. I'm shocked. Like, I'm looking at these. I'm like, yeah, I would definitely put.
I am very shocked right now. Yeah. Magneto. Do you think Magneto is a top three super?
Easily top three.
Easily.
Yeah, I think that's
Holocaust fair. Survivor. I don't know if you do that.
In our comments, some guy, I don't know his name, forgot it already, wrote, I was like, who do you think is the best comic book supervillain? And he comments, Magneto, he's a Holocaust survivor and controls all metals.
Did you not know that?
But it's not even like, it's one, like, if I'm asking the question, I probably know who supervillains are, I probably just want a name. Two, Magneto's not a new one. It's not like I never heard of that guy before. And three, he led with Holocaust survivor as if that was why he's a great villain. And then four is
how dare he survive the Holocaust?
Yeah.
How dare he?
And four that I thought was very strange was controls all metals has never been the way to describe his powers. He has the control of all magnetism. Like in the name, magnet. But controls all metals is a whole... Anyway, it doesn't
it's
matter.
It's crazy.
He can pull iron out of your blood, according to X-Men 2.
Yeah, and...
That's like they put extra iron.
Yeah, you're going to have your dose of iron.
Yeah.
But he also... Wolverine's not great against them.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, God, I rip all the metal off your bones.
Yeah, that's got to suck. That can't feel good.
Yeah, but I think that, Magneto, I think's good for a number, like you just said, like Wolverine, you know. Holocaust survivor. But, like, even that, it's like it makes him more empathetic. Yeah. You kind of understand his character. And also, he's like, with the history of the X-Men, it's like he is the Malcolm X to Xavier's, you know, Martin Luther King. Because they both have, like, they both want kind of the same thing. They want mutants to be able to thrive and live, like, peacefully, but one is more like, no, fuck you guys. Like, mutants should be ruling the world.
They just have different ways about about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, at the end of the day, Magneto's right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, next up, I feel bad. Do you think Doctor Doom was a top three villain of all time?
There's, like, the next three, like, two of them I feel like I have trouble even wanting to put in the top three just because I'm not so wanting somebody who's like, I'm going to rule the world type thing.
Yeah.
Because two of those on the list, I'm like, they're just rule the world villains? And I'm like...
I think we're on the same page, right?
Yeah, because I'm like... I mean, Dr. Doom, and even Stan Lee even says, he's like, I just wanted to create a character who just wanted to rule the world. Like, what's wrong with that? And I'm like, that's his whole thing. Just, I want to rule the world.
I mean, Dr. Doom recently did just become, like, God King Doom with, like...
Like Galactus powers and
stuff. Yeah, with, like, the Secret Wars and, like, started patching all the universes together. And, like, was using, like, the Reed children and stuff. And, like, mutants. And I was like, this is cool. And I like Dr. Doom, but Dr. Doom, for me, I've never had this affinity for Dr. Doom like a lot of people have.
I'm surprised at this. Yeah, I thought Dr. Doom was going to be run away with this thing.
Yeah.
So,
unless there's somebody in the comments, because I thought earlier there was someone who said something
about
Doom.
Vinny said Dr. Doom easily, but
I don't know.
Dr. Doom, for me, just isn't...
Well, yeah, like, why? I mean, yeah, he's got, like... It's got such a cliche villain name, too. It's like
he rules Latveria, which sounds like a real country.
Yeah.
he
was played by the doctor from Nip Tuck in that one Fantastic Four movie.
The Fantastic Four movies are so bad.
So, but I'm
talking about... I always wanted to do worst comic book movie, and it's hard for me not to say...
Batman and Robin?
Fantastic Four.
Or
the
Fan Four Stick.
Fan 4 is really bad. I think Fan 4 is better than the first Fantastic Four. Because the first Fantastic Four, the fight scene is 5 minutes long.
I mean, it's pretty and that movie's pretty bland. Yeah,
but Fan 4 is the same kind of way. The fight scene is only like 5 minutes
long.
Yeah. I liked Rise of the Silver Surfer.
So that was probably the
it
best.
It was a little bit of an Fantastic improvement, Fours, yeah.
But it's still not great. And then, outside that, I still don't think those are the worst movies. Batman vs. Robin. I think there's kind of a, like a...
I like Batman and Robin.
There's
only...
I like
humor.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a, like,
how bad
like,
it is.
I could sit and, like, drink a few beers watching Batman and Robin. Daredevil. Have a good laugh.
Daredevil, we discussed it earlier.
You like it, which is fine.
Green Lantern is bad.
Yeah it's not
But
good.
I think it's better than the Fantastic Four movies.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they have Sinestro in it. He shows up at the very end.
And, and actually, Sinestro is, like, the best thing in that movie, I think, honestly. Yeah.
So, Iron Man 2, super bad. Thor 2 are great.
Thor 2 is pretty bad.
But...
They're boring. They're really boring movies.
But the worst movie of all time, I think, without a shadow of a doubt, is Ghost Rider.
Which I've never seen
before. Really?
Wait, what about Catwoman? Hold on, what about Catwoman?
Catwoman doesn't count, because they...
It's not even Catwoman.
Yeah.
Catwoman's pretty bad. Elektra I've never seen, which
I've
heard
is
Elektra.
Yeah,
but the Ghost Rider, it's a really bad CGI, it's really bad acting, none of the things make any sense. I love Nicolas Cage, and that movie is just utter dog shit.
Because Nicolas Cage, like, I think Nicolas Cage is, no joking, one of my favorite actors. I just love how fucking
Kiss
weird
of the
is.
Vampire, man, that's,
I just
that's
fucking
a great
go,
I'm
like,
a vampire, I'm a vampire!
Whenever I'm getting in my car, I always go, let's go. For about 60 seconds. And then I pretend I'm stealing my own car. Because I love Nicolas Cage, but yeah, Ghost Rider is not a good movie.
So you were talking about Silver Surfer, though. What about Galactus?
So,
Doctor Doom, though, not top three.
Yeah. So we're saying Doctor Doom, not top three. Very surprised at this. So next, we got... So out of... Between Galactus and Kingpin...
I feel the same way about Galactus. Because Galactus has just, to me, been like this, I'm a giant... thing
Galactus
that wants to rule the universe. That's it
awesome.
To me.
Galactus is awesome, and he eats planets. But whenever I think of Galactus, I think, like, the giant purple head. But for a while, he was a cloud. And that was kind of weird. Like,
well, that was just in the movie.
Well, no, in Ultimate Fantastic Four, also, he was, like, a cloud. And I was like, I like Galactus, but if you're making me choose between Galactus and Kingpin, I'm going to choose Kingpin.
That's crazy to me.
In the comics, not even in the Daredevil TV show, if you read the Born Again run, Kingpin goes out of his way to, like, fuck Daredevil. Like, not Daredevil, Matt Murdock's life. He, like, destroys his building, makes him look like a... makes Matt Murdock look like a terrible person.
He takes all his goddamn money! He takes all his money!
He just fucking ruins him.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to do anything. He just sits there, lifts weights, and goes, haha, I'll buy your identity from your heroin-addicted ex-girlfriend, and I'll ruin your life. And we're like, yes! However, once you get past Born Again, I was like, what else has he done right?
But I mean, even in the TV show, like the newest TV show, I feel like they've made him, at least like when he first came out, when Vincent D'Onofrio played him, I was like, wow, like Marvel actually made a very, very compelling villain, like next to Loki or somebody like that. I was like, that to me, he's the best Marvel villain since, like, probably since Loki, or maybe even
better than Loki. He's probably, in the MCU universe, I would say, I'd even put Vulture up there as... amazing villain.
Yeah.
The Michael Keaton Vulture?
Yeah. When he drives Spider-Man in that car, and he realizes...
That was a good scene.
It's the first time I've ever seen, like, a villain realize the hero who he is in a way that wasn't like, okay, get over yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, William Dafoe seeing a cut on his arm is like, okay, you're Spider-Man. This is pretty...
It made me so uneasy and it gave me anxiety more than any Spider-Man fighting Vulture in the suit. Like, just that, because... He could do anything to him at that point, because
it's the best scene.
Yeah.
And he pulls the gun out, and they don't show him, they just kind of show him holding a gun. They never really actually go, like, he's got a gun! They're just like...
I like that there's a fight, like, he's got a gun!
But, that scene's amazing.
So, we were talking about Kingpin, but I think earlier we were talking about the Joker, and how the Joker's really good for Batman, but he's not good for other villains. I feel like Kingpin kind of also fits the not good, just good for Daredevil, but he's been a Spider-Man villain. He's been a Spider-Man villain. I can't think of any other, but he's usually been a villain in
anybody's
New York.
Life. If you
what's Kingpin and Norman Osborn's relationship been like?
Well, I know in, like, the cartoon they had, like, a relationship because he would be like, Osborn, you know, you're supposed to build this thing, and then he got shitty with Osborn, and then he's like, Osborn, because that's how he talks. Osborn.
I know in the TV show he did it, but did Kingpin make Hobgoblin in the comics as well?
I don't think so.
I don't know if he did.
I think the Hobgoblin in the comics was just a different criminal who found some of Green Goblin's old shit.
Yeah, he's like a mercenary.
Who's like, I'll be...
Well, there's like two or three.
Yeah.
And then, there was two, and one of them went nuts and became Demogoblin.
Yeah.
So many goblins.
So many goblins. But I don't
know. We all know
because
that
all
Spider's
very...
villain is a goblin. That is the reverse.
It's not the rain like that song
does. No. Actually, now in hindsight, I'm like, I kind of wish Green Goblin was on here, too. Almost for the same reasons. For
Green Goblin, yeah. Green Goblin killed Gwen Stacy.
He's like the equivalent to the Joker to, you know, for Spider-Man to Batman.
Just a fucking lunatic. Like, Joker is like a fun lunatic. Green Goblin is not a fun lunatic.
No. He's very methodical and everything.
Plus, I just love the... I love the holiday of Halloween, and the Green Guy was just like, I'm throwing pumpkins at you and shit. And you're like, okay, cool. I'm flying on a glider.
I like that if you play Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite right now, one of Spider-Man's like super moves or whatever, he like ties you up and he throws goblin bombs at you. He just finds goblin bombs. I don't know why he does that.
Is that game good?
What?
Is that game good?
Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is the best one.
Okay.
Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, you only get two people instead of three.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have, like, assists. You know, they jump out and assist. You don't really have that. But it still works for me as, like, a button masher. My problem is I play it online. Everyone's so good at it.
Yeah.
You can't button mash your way to anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, button. Like, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I just played it in college in the Dreamcast with my buddies. And one, this doesn't have a big cast at all, Marvel's Capcom Infinite, which sucks. Like, it's all
like movie people, isn't it?
And it's all going to be downloadable later down the line, you know, that's their whole fucking dumb thing.
I liked NBC3, but then they started doing like, you got to download Hawkeye, and you got to get, and then they kept like just re-releasing it like Capcom always does, so.
But Marvel's Capcom 2, I think, is the best. It's got the biggest cast. And it's got some of the fun, like the cactus dude.
Yeah.
I love that cactus dude. He's the worst one to play with, but I always play with him because I thought he was great.
I was like, I don't want to be the dog from Okami. Like, I don't need this.
Yeah, but that's great because that's the kind of shit.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, then they choose Chris from Resident Evil again instead of Leon, and it's just
Leon's the best.
Leon's the best. Anyways, Nemesis I like playing, though. They brought Nemesis back. Okay, Sinestro, Magneto, Kingpin is our final three. I am shocked that Sinestro and Kingpin got this far. I thought it'd be Joker, Doctor Doom, and Magneto if I had to guess before this started. So we're down to the final three. I want to ask between Sinestro, Magneto, Kingpin, which one is the odd one out and doesn't belong with the final two?
Probably. I know we just made this really good, compelling argument for Kingpin. But it's time for Kingpin to go.
What do you think, Ryan? Do you think...
I'm actually going to say Sinestro. I'm going to be opposite on that. And not because I feel like I'm pretty sure about Magneto, but when I look at the list, it's like they're all really well attached to the villains that they faced off against. They have really good, compelling stories as far as like their relationship with their heroes.
Doesn't Sinestro like destroy Green Lantern's town? And Green Lantern makes a new town.
He like kills.
Yeah,
did
he
Guardians.
Destroy Coast City?
I think so.
Was that Sinestro who did that?
Pretty sure.
And then Green Lantern just.
Oh no! Wasn't that Green Lantern? I thought Hal Jordan destroyed.
That
the
was
city.
Parallax.
Parallax. Okay.
Yeah, Parallax. Okay.
So it wasn't Sinestro. Then I'm with you. I would take Sinestro off the list. If Sinestro was the one that ruined Hal Jordan's town and made him go nuts, that'd be one thing.
Yeah. You know what? I will concede that Sinestro can go.
All right, well, you're going to anyway, because it's two against one.
but I'm going to do it graciously. I'm not going to storm out.
Bada bing, bada boom. We're down to our final two, folks. Magneto, Kingpin. Again, surprised the list.
I am surprised that...
I thought Negan would have won this whole thing. Nobody else did.
I like Negan a lot.
So we're going to go at this point, and we're going to have a big, big vote. We're going to each, one at a time, vote who we think is the best comic book supervillain of all time between Magneto and Kingpin. Now, I am going to start with Gavin, who wanted to take Kingpin off the list, because I'm pretty sure I know how he was going to vote here. but are you ready, Gavin? You can talk it out if you want, but who do you think is the best comic book supervillain between Magneto and Kingpin?
Oh, man. I do love Kingpin, and I do like that he's just... a dude with no powers. I like that. I like that he's just a well-connected businessman. But Magneto can, like, stop bullets and then throw them at you, which is awesome. Also, Holocaust survivor.
Yeah. Well, does he do anything else
besides survive the Holocaust?
Yeah.
He's managed to rip the adamantium off of Wolverine's bones.
Wait, he controls all metals?
He controls all metals. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
He can also use the Earth's gravitational field to make himself fly.
What is the Holocaust?
Well, listen. They have these centers.
Okay.
And he can fly. He can destroy sentinels. He has, like, a cool gang. Like, the Brotherhood of Mutants are awesome.
Are they a cool gang, or is it Blob, Pyro, Richter, and...
Listen, if I could have nominated somebody of my own, I would have said Pyro. Because, I don't know, I have this weird fondness for Pyro. Just because... Kind of like with Carnage, it's like somebody trying to be edgy. Like, this dude can control fire, and we're going to give him flamethrowers, and he's from Australia.
Jeez Louise. Mr. Sunday Movies over here.
But I do like, even the other Brotherhood of Mutants was like...
I'm glad you got that one. Oh, dude, I was just watching that earlier today.
But it was like the... But with Magneto, he had like Toad and Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, and those are like some of his kids, like not Toad, but...
Which I thought they retconned it now that it's not his kids now for some reason.
Well, it's not his kids in the MCU.
No, I thought in the comics they like severed it and changed. I don't know.
Really?
I think
there's some plot politics.
But
there.
My vote for Magneto is for Magneto.
All right, one vote for Magneto. I'm gonna vote next, and I get the idea of Magneto because Magneto says he's not doing anything wrong. He's helping his people. You know, he's going out of his way. Like, all he cares about is making a world better for mutants. And he thinks there's only one way to do that. Basically, because he's a Holocaust survivor. And he's seen how horrible the world can get. And Kingpin doesn't give a fuck, dude. Kingpin does not give one fuck. He's like, fuck that guy, let's end his life. And like, well, that doesn't really help. He's like, I'm already doing pretty well, so let's fuck that guy over. And I don't need powers. I got a lot of money. Also, I'm pretty strong, and I can kind of take a lot of guys in a fight for literally no reason other than the fact that all I do is work out and make money. And I'm doing pretty well. I got the Spider Slayers guys, the hookup. Also, Kingpin wasn't suggested by anybody but myself. I added Kingpin to the list.
Did you?
Yeah. And no one said anything wrong with it. He's now in the final two. So, motherfucker, yeah, I'm voting Kingpin as the best comic book supervillain, even though I'm very surprised he got this far. which means, Mr. Ryan McCurdy, we're in your beautiful home right now. You know, we're in between Hollywood and Broadway.
Yeah. It says North. It's North Broadway.
Well,
just to be clear,
we're all the same Broadway in God's eyes. And that's what this podcast is about. It's God Himself.
Between the Mega Killer Shot,
you can talk it out if you want. You can just vote whatever you want to do, right? Whatever makes you feel comfortable. That is the best comic book supervillain, Magneto or Kingpin.
I'm just gonna say it. I think Magneto is the best comic book villain out of
those. Jeez, I really thought he was going Kingpin for a second there. Why do you think Magneto's the best?
I think besides the reasons that Gavin talked about, like, yeah, he can, you know, he
survived the Holocaust.
He survived the Holocaust. You know, he controls all metal, but like again, like I think I said earlier, you know, he's a really good foil for the X-Men. He kind of believes in the same things, but he has a different perverse, like, he has his own view of it. I mean, I think at one point he's even, like, ruled the world for, like, I could be wrong, but yeah. I think he's even, like, ruled the world at one point.
Did he rule the world during House of M, or was that just Scarlet Witch? Like, was Magneto part of that?
No, it was just Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
Because she took all the powers from everybody.
Yeah, so was Magneto in House of M? Did that kill Magneto? I don't know. I gotta read House of M.
But, like, I mean, like, with the top three, like, he... You understand his plight much like you do Kingpin with the Daredevil series, but you know he also has his own group of baddies like Sinestro does. So he's kind of like the best of our top three in a way.
But if you think about it, also he made that helmet so that his arch nemesis can't like just fuck with his mind.
What is that helmet made of?
I don't know. Do you know?
I bet it's metal. anyways, guys, congratulations, Magneto, best comic book supervillain, which got there in a way that I didn't think was going to happen. I thought a lot of people are very pro-Doom. A lot of people, I thought Joker was going to win this one.
And I like Joker a lot. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's more interesting to, like,
place. Give it to Magneto. what is Gordon? It's a stylish helmet. It is a stylish helmet.
Yeah, it's made out of stylinium.
Stylinium, yeah. It's right next to adamantium as the most powerful metal. But, guys, that's been the show. Big shockers. Joker was vetoed off the list. Didn't even make the final five. Dr. Doom not making the final three.
Kingpin's the real Cinderella story here.
Kingpin, real. I thought Sinestro's a little bit of a Cinderella story too. Yeah, because his Green Lantern, no one really gives a shit about the Green Lantern. One of the most powerful DC heroes out there, and that's how lame he is. Superman, who's the most powerful, is really lame, but people still like Superman better. Anyways, it doesn't. I'm getting off topic. Best comic book supervillain, Magneto. That's been ranking very much. Thank you so much to our special guest experts, Gavin and Ryan. Gavin, do you have anything you'd like to plug? Any radio shows that you host or any podcast that you do?
I host a radio show every Monday through Friday on 106.1 KISS FM here in Evansville. You can listen online at 1061evansville.com. We have an app now. And you can follow me on Twitter at Gavin Eddings.
Cool, cool, cool. Very funny. Evansville comic. He tours all over the Midwest.
Mostly with Ryan E. Miller, who should be on your show very soon.
He'll be, and his the guy he opens for will be on the show next week as we talk about best Nintendo game.
Ooh.
So that's a video game podcast. You guys didn't understand. Anyways, and love to meet another Evansville native, Ryan McCurdy. Do you have any upcoming projects you'd like to plug? Any websites? Any Twitters?
Any Twitters? Any websites? You can go to my YouTube channel. It's Ryan McCurdy. I don't know how you would just search channel. I'm a filmmaker in Evansville. I've got a movie coming out called Deadly Damsel. It's a short film. Gavin's actually in it. He plays a supervillain.
I do.
In called Comedy. So...
Do you play comedy?
He plays comedy.
I do.
So I've gotten the trailer for that on my page, and then at some point I'll be putting that on my YouTube. So
definitely check that out. I was in a horror movie once.
Were you?
Yeah, I was in a horror movie. I don't remember what it was called, but it was about Facebook and like a guy looking at females' Facebooks and then like talking about it, and then he would go kill their boyfriend or husband if they're complaining about it. I was in it as in a flashback. As the boyfriend of a girl who didn't trust guys because she leaves and comes back and I'm cheating on her.
Okay.
So in that movie, I had a simulated sex scene.
Oh.
Which got cut from the movie because the actress in the scene had a fight with the director and that scene got cut.
So you got cut out of the entire movie?
And I'm happy because it was a simulated sex scene that I wasn't knowing I was supposed to be doing. It was very strange. She was topless. We were both in our underwear, and I was like, ugh. They're like, you're playing awkward really well. And I was like, I just don't want to be here. I think I made $50. But that's a little bit about me. You can find a little bit more about the podcast if you go on the YouTube channel, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Guys, we're almost at 10. And you can also follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerican22. But more importantly, go like the Facebook page for Rank You Very Much. So you're watching it right now live. But if you're watching on YouTube, go like the Facebook page. You can see the episodes live as they happen and comment on during the show.
He's
Jeff Krohn letting us know. Letting us know that he's pooping. Thank you so much, Jeff.
I love Jeff.
I don't.
Muncie comic.
Yeah. You remember that one time? Anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching Ranky very much. Follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22. I should probably make a Twitter for the podcast or Instagram for the podcast. I'm not good at that shit.
You make a Snapchat.
I'm over like 40-something episodes. November 16th. November 16th. If you're in Indianapolis. Indianapolis sucks. November 16th. Ranky very much will be the opening act for Raven and Jujubee, who are from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
We will be having a live show in front of a bunch of drag queens. Doing the best drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race. It'll be me, my special guest experts, Gwen Sunkel, Bill Skaggs, Rachel Goldman. It's crazy. It's probably the biggest show I've done so far. So definitely, November 16th, get your tickets. It'll be at the Athenaeum. So you can find the Facebook event, Raven and Jujubee, at the Athenaeum. Definitely want to check that out. I'll post it again on the Facebook page. And guys, I love you for watching. I love you guys for being on the show. Best comic book supervillain, Magneto. That's Rank You Very Much. You're welcome. Good night, everybody.